during your time there in 72, 74, you dealt with the interdispersal loop?
Yes, that was great. The office that I had acquired in the new City Hall was in a corner that faced west and south. I could observe the construction going on that part of the interdispersal loop just from the office. I remember taking a trip to I-244 going east from downtown. It hadn't been opened yet. It was about ready to open. The engineers invited Harold Miller, the city engineer, and myself and a newspaper reporter to go view what was about to be opened. And I remember Harold Miller congratulating him. He said, "This is the first time you've built a highway in Tulsa that wasn't obsolete the day it was opened."
When you were street commissioner, 72, 74, there were some attempts at passing some street bond issues, and they failed.
Very disappointing. There's a requirement that the street bonds pass by 60%. Other things, school bonds, most anything else, it's 50% plus one. These bond issues, one of them failed to get 60% by about 100 votes. That put the city back. I remember one of the bond issues involved the West Tulsa Expressway. A fellow by the name of Guy Hall owned some motels or something on old Highway 66, and he was violently against anything that would bypass his motels. And he ran for street commissioner and was the next street commissioner. I remember going to some of those West Tulsa meetings. They would hardly let anybody speak for the projects. Once he got in office and they built the 51st Street Bridge and the traffic started being diverted from West Tulsa, he just flipped over the other way and he couldn't get that West Tulsa section built quick enough. When that bond issue was defeated the first time, the highway department already had plans for Tulsa and they had plans for a project in Oklahoma City. And the money that would have been spent in Tulsa was spent on the project in Oklahoma City that takes around the east side of Oklahoma City. That failed by around 100 votes of getting 60%. You know, it was a shame. It was a majority. It was 59.5% or something.
Did that actually set us back quite a bit?
It did, and it cost more. I remember going to a meeting where we were trying to get a bond issue to buy the right-of-way for the Tisdale Expressway. Beautiful project now, but the city had to buy the right-of-way, and the state would provide some of the construction funds. I went to a meeting on the north side, and there were those north-siders that always say, "You haven't done anything for us, you know. We're against this bond issue." And I said, the first item, the biggest item on this street section, was for the right-of-way to buy what was called then the Gilcrease, and now the Tisdale. And I asked this fellow that was so violently against it, I says, "Where do you live?" He says, "Well, I live at Apache in Cincinnati." And I said, "Well, that would just go right near your home. You know, you'd have this great access." He said, "Well, I wouldn't use it." I mean, he was so a ginner. Well, he's using it today.
Another issue on the bond issue?
Sidewalks. Up until the Bob LaFortune days, the sidewalks in the city were paid for by the budding property owners. It had to be an assessment to the property owners. And he felt it was kind of unfair. The people that fronted on the major street would bear that whole expense. And he thought it should be citywide, or people from all around would be using these sidewalks. So in the bond issue, we established a policy that every time they do a bond issue project on a major street, that it includes sidewalks. And that's been a boon. How can you have a good transportation system, a bus system or something like that, if there's no way for people to get to the bus stops? Amazing, even when they do an intersection improvement, they do the sidewalks. That was a big plus, I think.
Yep.